come for another instalment? What? Oh, yes, Clare Glorious was beautiful. I haven't been for a while, but I'd love to go back. And what happened next? Well, nothing for a while. And then something we really didn't expect. Or rather, someone. Have a seat, and I'll turn it on for you. I think you're going to like this. We present Bert's Place. Hi everyone, Bert here. I hope you're all doing okay and enjoying this lovely weather we've been having. The summer is a good time in a lep colony. There's always plenty of food to find, everyone seems to relax and enjoy life for a while. As for my life, well, it has been blissfully uneventful for the last few weeks. I don't remember things being this quiet since before we first came to the lair. Well, that was until last Friday. I don't know why if anything strange is going to happen, it chooses to happen to me. Of course, I am a magical creature, so other magical creatures looking for a home are bound to be attracted to where magic, or the helping hand in this case, is. Maybe that's why it happened. Or maybe it was just because it knew El was a soft touch and liked furry purple horrors. Oh, look, I'm telling this story all back to front and upside down. Let me start at the beginning. It all started on a Friday evening. El was having one of her bad days, and while Brian was looking after her, I grabbed the chance to use his wicked fast computer. I was having a natter to my brother Tovey on Skype, but as you can hear, that wasn't all I was doing. You're not serious. Honestly, Tovey, I reckon if you fell in a mud puddle, you'd come out squeaky clean. You don't mean to tell me they just left that whole crate of bread lying on the road. Well, I suppose they would if they were making sure that people were... What? Sorry, didn't catch that. Skype's going all fuzzy. I've got one or two windows open here. Oh, nothing much. I'm only watching the tennis and listening to Team FM. Oh, and I'm downloading my latest film from iTunes as well, but Brian's got a fast computer. It'll cope. What? Yes, of course he did. Well, all right, I've just borrowed it while he's next door looking after L. Never mind that now. Get back to the story. What were you telling me about? What's that thing? This is weird. There's a picture come up on the screen. Go away, you horrible thing. I didn't ask for you. It's not going. How odd. Oh, sorry, Tovey. Yeah, it's a weird purple creature with a big mouth. Looks a little bit like one of Elle's bleeping horror pet things she has in her phone, but it's too big and it's... Ugh, it's moving. It's looking at me. Go away. I don't like this at all. Oh, dear. Don't tell me I've messed up Brian's... Hey, same to you. Oh, sorry, Tovey. It stuck its tongue out at me. Huge it was, too. Listen, I'd better go and get some help. I have a nasty feeling I'm in very deep trouble indeed. Brian! Brian!
Bert, keep your voice down. You know Elle's not well. Now, what is it?
Oh, gosh, Brian, something's wrong with the computer.
Which computer, exactly?
Well, yours. I just borrowed it for a minute while you were next door, and I was just on Skype and things when this horrible picture came up on the screen and...
For goodness sake, Bert, just Alt-F4 out of it.
I've tried. I can't. It won't go away. It's a horrible monster, and it's acting as if it's alive.
Oh, honestly, come on, let's have a look. Alive pictures? If you've messed up my computer, I'll stop your wages for the next 20 years.
Music and welcome to the weekend, and that's
right, let's see what you've done. What's that noise to start with?
I don't know. I didn't notice it before, but I think it started when I first saw the picture. It's still there, Brian. It's filling the whole screen now, covering up all the windows.
Let's see if I can shut it down with the task manager. Gosh, Bert, how many apps did you have open here? Let's shut some of this stuff down. What on earth?
It's the thing, the monster, it's crying.
Oh, don't be silly, Bert. It's just a picture.
I'm telling you, Brian, it's got big tears rolling down its face. Every time you shut something down, it cries harder.
We've got to stop that noise. It'll wake Elle in a minute. Right, only solution, quick and dirty. We'll just shut down the computer. There, that should fix it. Oh no.
Brian, by your feet.
What is it? Keep it away from me. But I don't want it.
And you think I do? It's the monster. Can't you hear it? What else sounds like that?
Look, Bert, pictures of monsters don't just come to life and leap out of computer screens. What do you think this is, a Pixar animation?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but unless my ears and eyes are deceiving me, one just did. You're supposed to be the brains around here. What are we going to do about it? We can't just leave it squalling on the floor.
Could someone please tell me what all the row's about? Bert, sweetie, if that's some film you're watching, could you please turn it down? It's awfully noisy.
It isn't a film, Elle. It's a, well, a monster. I don't know how to explain. It came out of Brian's computer.
What kind of a monster? How big?
Not too big. Maybe about 2 feet high. It's purple and furry, and it has a big mouth.
Oh, well, we've got to do something for it. It sounds scared to death. Here, monster. No, it's got to have a name. It came from B's computer, you said, and it's got a big mouth. Let's see. Bites? Bites? Come here, Bites. Good Bites. Now, why are you making all this noise? Gosh, doesn't he have long arms? Now, what do you want, Fluffball? Oh, aren't you soft?
Careful, Elle. He's after your phone.
No. You can't have that. What is it, sweetie? You want to hear some music? Is that why you want the phone? Well, let's see if this will calm you down.
Good thinking, Elle. That seems to have settled him for the moment. And now we need to figure out...
What's that?
It's Bites. He's eating. I think something in the packet data from our network feeds him. Look, I'll switch on my computer and then we'll see.
There he goes. He's under your desk, Elle.
Well, let's hope he stays quiet. Relatively quiet, anyway.
I've done the research you asked for, Brian. Found some really good material, too. I've written a summary of what I've found and put the links to the various web pages in so you can get the details when you need them. Shall I Dropbox it to you when it's finished?
Well done, Bert. Thanks for that. Put it in our folder as usual. Then you could come and help me finish this playlist.
Oh, I don't know, Brian. I was supposed to be helping Elle get ready for the lair next.
You can do that later. This is a complicated show. I need some ideas. Elle, how are we supposed to get any work done with all that racket going on? Can't you make Bites be quiet?
Sorry, what?
Bites, we can't work like this. Make him shut up, Elle, or take him out of here. He listens to you.
Oh, he's not doing any harm. He's just loving all the data coming down with our machines being on. He's having a feast. Can't you hear how happy he is? But I'll call him and see if he'll come. Bites? Bites? Come here, Bites.
Slint!
Oh, we've lost the net. Now, what's happened here?
I bet I know. Not doing any harm, is he, Elle? I bet Bites ate and ate till he took all our Zlani network down.
Oh, keep your ears on, Bert. All we have to do is reset the router. It'll come back up.
I'm not bringing it back till you get a hold of Bites and stop him from feeding. We've got a lot of work to do today. I'm not having him taking the net down again.
I don't think we'll have any more problems with him, Brian.
Hey, Bites, sweetie, what's wrong?
I think Bites may have found out that too much of anything isn't good for you.
Oh, poor Bites. Come on, sweetie. Oh, I'll take you next door to the bedroom where there's no data streaming and you can't be tempted to feed, so get over your tummy ache.
And then perhaps we can get some work done in peace.
Oh, what a day. There you go. Cheers.
Cheers, Elle. Yes, really busy, wasn't it? Everything went off really well, though, didn't it?
Yes, fine. Where's Bites?
Oh, you and that monster. He's all right. He's in his usual place, asleep under your desk.
Don't be grumpy, Bert. Talking about Bites, did either of you notice something unusual today?
Like what?
Well, I don't know whether I'm imagining it, but it seems to me that when he's under El's desk and he isn't feeding, the net's a lot more stable and much, much faster.
I haven't noticed anything.
Well, let's test it. Let's go. See, the Team FM homepage comes up in about half a second. Look, I can open more and more tabs and nothing gets any slower. Now you try it, El. Try downloading something. Try downloading a movie.
Okay, give me a second here. Okay, I've rented a film. This should take a good hour and a half to download. So, let's just see. Hold on. I'm not believing this. It's about half done. No, more than half now.
Stars, have we been upgraded or what?
I think so, but not in the way you mean. El, go and pick Bites up. If he's sleeping, try not to wake him. Take him well away from the desk.
Come on, sweetheart. Become.
Now let's see.
Yes, I was right. Net speed is back to what it used to be. Okay, you can put him down again, Al.
No. I think he wants to stay on my lap. What does it mean, Bee?
I don't know. I'm not the one who knows about magical creatures.
I think it's simple enough, El. Bites needs to feed on the packet data from the internet. If he finds a place where he can get a solid source of food, he pays for what he takes by making that network much better, faster and more stable. In any magical race, you don't take without giving back. And making the network faster must be what Bites can do, as well as being able to be a picture or a solid body like he is now, so he can move in the real world or in cyberspace.
That makes sense.
Well, now that he knows not to overeat, it looks like Bites is going to be an asset to the lair, so can he stay, Bee?
Why are you asking me? I think he's adopted you, and he's adopted your computer as well. The matter's settled. Now, who's for another glass of wine?
Great
oh,
idea.
Yes, please.
Sorry, Mum, what did you say? I'm trying to do several things at once here. Oh, that's awful. I've been reading about colic. I wondered if she would... Well, she's at about the right age, so how long was she awake for? Oh, poor little thing. And poor you and Dad. Are you worn out? Yes, Mella, of course I'll be over this afternoon. What's she going on about? Couldn't she tell me all this later? Ugh, Corrie, that's too much information. Novi, I haven't heard from Teely, and I don't want to. Ouch. So what time did she get to sleep? Do you need me to come over a little later so that you can get some rest? I can... What? Bites, go away! Sorry, Mum, it's a bit hard to explain. Look, just give me a minute. Okay, Bites, I know I'm the first up, but I'm really busy right now. Just be a good monster and go back under Elle's desk till she's up, will you? It's no good smiling at me like that. Those great big pink eyes don't do a thing for me. Oh, sorry, Mum, it's a long story. I'll have to tell you later. Listen, I'll give you a call back after I've dealt with this bit of trouble that's come up. Yeah, bye. Shut up. I can't hear you. I'm just going to ignore you and go on doing my catch-up. Now, what was Mella telling me? Hey! Where are all my messages gone? What have you done with them, you purple menace? Don't look so pleased with yourself. If you really want to be useful, just disappear back under Elle's desk and give me my message. Hey, did you put that there? I suppose you must have. I don't think anyone else would write, me hungry. But Bites, you're in cyberspace. Surely you can eat all you want there. Now what are you doing? I can't even see you properly anymore. What's that? A line? Squiggles? Oh, you're drawing. What's that meant to be? A big oblong thing? Well, that really makes things clear. Now what are you drawing? A big capital I. Oh, it's the oblong thing, the iPad. Yes, so... It's too early in the morning to play guessing games with a purple people eater like you. What's that? That's your hand. Okay, both your hands then. Clever bites. You can draw in pairs. It wasn't that funny. Yes, I can see it, Bites. It doesn't need to fill the whole screen. Your hands are weird enough. You don't need to zoom in on them. Okay, you're trying to tell me, aren't you? Your hands, they're on the iPad. They have to be touching it for you to be able to feed. And when you go under Elle's desk, you need to touch her computer, touch anything that's streaming data to feed, don't you? That's why your arms are so long. I bet the closer you can get to the source of the stream, the more nourishment you can get. Yes, I forgot. You hungry. Well, you can't feed when you're in there, can you? Come here. Here you are, and don't you dare break it, or I'll turn you into Bite Stew. Why do I always end up having to look after everything and everyone? I suppose you are a bit cute, aren't you? And Elle's right about you being soft, but don't tell her I said so. There. Is that nice?
Morning, Bert. Is everything okay? It's gone 7 and you're usually about by now.
Morning. Yes, everything's fine. I'll be there soon. Only I had to feed Bites, and I found out something interesting. When he's in cyberspace, even though it's only in a very primitive way, he can communicate.
That's cool. Well, you could let Elle finish feeding Bites now and come and make the coffee.
Oh, no, it's okay. He seems fine where he is. I'll do the coffee. Let him finish feeding Bert. You just come in when you're ready. Hey, B, let's just enjoy the peace while we can.
You're out of luck, Elle. I think he has a monster crush on you.
Oh, shut up, Bert. Now, Bite, you stay with Bert. You were quite okay there.
It's not going to happen, Elle.
Oh, come on then, you horrible fluffball.
Yep, it just bites to be this popular. You've been listening to Bert's Place. If you'd like to know what goes on in my life between podcasts, why not check out my journal at www.bertsplace.co.uk.